The basis of the American system of government is still its original constitution, designed at the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia in May 1787. As a keystone for their constitution, the delegates, one from each of the original 13 states, took Montesquieu's discourse L'Esprit des Lois, 1748, on the separation of powers, which divided the government into three branches: the legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch. The division was to give each branch certain duties and, above all, independence from the others. This system, which ensures reciprocal control on the one hand and an equal division of the power on the other, is known as the system of checks and balances. It's also valuable for the relationship within the federal system of the United States, where power is divided between the national government and state governments. Thus was born the concept of a democratic and federal republic in which the people themselves had power exercised through their elected representatives. When the Constitution was adopted, many citizens felt uneasy because the document did not explicitly guarantee the fundamental rights of individuals. These rights were specified in the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, known as the Bill of Rights. This guarantees Americans freedom of speech, of religion, and of the press. Furthermore, they have the right of free assembly and demonstration, trial by jury, protection of the accused, privacy of the home. There's also a right to possess firearms. Since then, 17 other amendments have been added to the Constitution. For instance, the abolition of slavery or the establishment of women's suffrage. The legislative branch of the American government is the Congress. Like the British Parliament, it consists of two chambers, the House of Representatives and the Senate. Membership of the House of Representatives is proportionate to the population of each state. Today, each of the 435 representatives represents about 500,000 people. The Senate is composed of 100 members, two from each state, regardless of its population or area. One-third of the total membership of the Senate is elected every second year for a six-year term. The Congress makes and passes federal laws, levies federal taxes, and puts foreign treaties into effect. Furthermore, it can override the president's veto with a two-thirds majority, and it has the right to impeach the president. The executive branch of the United States is represented by the president alone, who, together with the vice president, is elected by the Electoral College for 4 years. A president may only be elected for two terms. The American president is the chief executive and functions as head of state and head of government at the same time. This is one of the main characteristics of a presidential democracy. The president of the United States is very powerful. He proposes legislation to Congress. He may veto any bill passed by Congress. He's commander-in-chief of the armed forces. He has the authority to appoint federal judges with the consent of Congress. He's head of his political party. Furthermore, he appoints the heads of the federal government's departments, his cabinet. These departmental heads are called secretaries, not ministers. In contrast to the British cabinet, the US cabinet has little power. The U.S. president does not depend on his secretary's opinions, as they are not his equals. They can, rather, be regarded as his advisers. The U.S. Supreme Court is the head of the judicial branch of the governmental system and the highest court of the United States. Furthermore, there are 13 federal courts of appeal, and below them 95 federal district courts. The Supreme Court consists of a Chief Justice and 8 Associate Justices appointed for life by the President. Most of the time, the Supreme Court deals with cases from the lower federal or state courts and is the Court of Final Appeal. Its main task is the preservation and interpretation of the Constitution.